562-546-6667.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Come on, let's get the mind of Christ. Stop yielding to our flesh nature, our carnal. Why are we so easily offended? You know why? Pride. Spell it with me. P-R-I-D-E. Bible says, they that love thy law, nothing shall offend them. Great peace have they. Now, I'll be honest with you. I'm preaching this to you and me because I ain't there yet. There's some stuff that will cause Godzilla to come. But I'm getting there. Because see, we got to get there. Amen. Come on, we got to get there. Because we in these last days, we have to be in that secret place where we are protected by God. We can be a haven, a city, not just a person, but a city of refuge. Amen? So I'm a mess with Godzilla in you. You know, I'm going to poke him while he's in the cage, causing him to bust out. So you can repent. You can get it under the blood. You stop getting frustrated and at the end of your rope. I can't do this no more. You'll do it till Jesus comes. Some of y'all folks. Anyway, again, why is earth in ashes? You know, especially when God uses us. You know, Lord spoke to me about something. I think it was yesterday. He said, you know, I'm just kind of paraphrasing. When I'm going to truly use you to do great things for me, 50% of the time will be being used of me. 50% of the time will be suffering for me. Can you wrap your mind around that? I can see why a lot of very, very prominent ministries, they preach a lot. Always on the go because they're being used of God. They're in the glory. But outside of that, they're suffering. You're not always getting beat, you know, with the cat of nine tails. But there's some measure of suffering. And suffering doesn't have to be evil if it's ordained of God. Do you know in your calling, God has ordained some suffering. We, not us, the church, in general, not y'all, but the church out there. We're so pampered and entitled and feel like, you know, that anytime there's a season of suffering, it's almost impossible for us to handle it. But God needs him a people that can suffer even the spoiling of all their goods with joyfulness. That's how the early church was. They were able to suffer things with joyfulness. Not that God's going to send you through a Job trial or take everything you own. No, he's after you. He's not after your stuff. Amen. But why is earth in ashes so proud? If we always have things our way all the time, never have to be patient with people, never have to deal with situations that are, you know, you feel like are slowing you down or, you know, cramping your style. If you never deal with that, if you never allow that to deal with you, then you will always be very superficial. And see, we can get away with that around folks. But when this darkness comes, that's gonna draw darkness out of everywhere that it is, if that darkness is in you, you'll be saved, but you'll be beat down. Demons will have a heyday on you. You'll get out by the skin of your teeth. I'm talking about saints, carnal saints. Because God is coming back for a bride without spot. Hello? Without blemish, without wrinkle, or any such thing. That's what he's coming back for. And I guarantee that's what he's going to have. So we would be much better off if day to day we would embrace our cross and welcome the challenges of the day and not think that one day suddenly you can microwave everything and be there when you've been squandering and floundering in your tests and trials all this time and now you want to fast forward. It won't work like that. The door of the ark will be shut. And you'd be banging on the door saying, let me in. And he said, no, we don't have oil for you too. You got to get your own oil. The oil that you had was not good oil. Amen? I'm going to help you tonight. The Holy Spirit is going to help us all tonight. We're going to kill Godzilla. First thing I want to say, Satan fears virtue. He don't fear your loud mouth. Nobody be offended. I'm a loud mouth too. But he don't fear the volume. You can preach loud and as long as you want, but if you have no virtue, you're standing with him in principle. He ain't afraid of you. He'll use you. But he fears virtue. Think about it a moment. A powerful weapon that you have is virtue. That's why when trials and tests come, what happens? There are temptations to get away from virtue. Instead of compassion, you want hands of compression. Instead of loving somebody, you want to choke them to death. Instead of overcoming evil with good, you want to go eye for an eye. Come on. Talk to me out here. Amen. This is what he fears virtue. He does. Let me show you. He's afraid of virtue. That's why he'll try to get you to think about somebody in an evil way. So you can't speak to them peaceably. You can't really love. You shut down on them. You can't relate to them. You can't talk to them right. You know, because you thought. And it could be like that man going to the liquor store. To the pharmacy. And usually it is. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, let's read the ancient story. Genesis 3, starting at verse number 14. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon your belly shall you go, and dust shall you eat all the days of your life. Now, let's pause there for a moment. A serpent. Understand, God's not just speaking to a snake. He's speaking to the serpent, Satan, the deceiver. Because we understand, snakes don't eat dust. Now, in a literal sense, snakes crawl through the dust. But he said, dust thou shalt eat. Talking to Lucifer, Satan, the fallen one, the deceiver. He said, you're cursed, and you'll eat dust. Get that back up for me. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of dust you will eat all the days of your life. Dust. Okay? Next verse. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head. Her seed shall bruise your head, and you will bruise his heel. Next verse. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. And we know these stories, this portion. In sorrow you shall bring forth children, and your desire shall be to your husband. He shall rule over you. And unto Adam, he said, because you have hearkened unto the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall you eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to you, and you shall eat the herb of the field. And verse 19, in the sweat of your face shall you eat bread till you return unto the ground, for out of it were you taken. Look at this. For dust you are, and unto dust shalt thou return. Okay, there, let's make the correlation or correlation there, however you pronounce that. The serpent was told that he would eat dust. This is after the curse. And after the curse, Adam is told, you're dust, and you'll return to dust. So the serpent here is relegated dust to eat. Now, what we have to establish is the fact that when we talk about dust, the dust symbolizes or is a type of your fallen nature, the carnal nature, the flesh that troubles you, the pride that trips you up, causes you to compete, causes you to compare, causes you to criticize. The dust nature. And the devil is told that he will eat there. Amen. You cannot deal with my creation in the spirit realm. Amen. My son is going to come and redeem them. He's going to bruise your head. He's going to take a people out and raise them up with him. But if they choose to sojourn, to live, to operate, to function in the carnal realm, there they will encounter you. There you have authority. How many saints today live there? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
How many saints live there? Now, all of us, honestly, we get our toes wet over there from time to time. Some don't get their toes wet. They die.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.